Okay, so why does it appear everyone over 40 is self-diagnosing ADHD? Welcome to this episode where we will delve into one of the most irritating trends on social media. Why does it appear everyone over 40 especially is diagnosing with ADHD? So there are multiple factors contributing to the rise in ADHD diagnosis, such as heightened awareness, the absence of standardised diagnostic assessments, and the societal expectations influencing individuals' functionality. So, awareness. People now have a greater awareness of ADHD than ever before, understanding its prevalence in both children and adults, as well as the availability of treatment. This increased awareness has encouraged individuals to recognise long-standing challenges related to ADHD and seek assistance. So the lack of standardised diagnostic tests. There is no definitive agreement regarding whether ADHD is overdiagnosed, but there is a general consensus that misdiagnosis is prevalent, particularly among children and adolescents. This may be attributed in part to the absence of standardised diagnostic assessments. Social cultural context. So ADHD diagnosis can be impacted by the social and cultural environment in which individuals are required to operate. So in contemporary developed nations, individuals are expected to excel in maintaining intense levels of focus, organisation, time management and planning, which can pose difficulties for those with ADHD. Other factors that may contribute to the rise in ADHD diagnosis include TikTok trends and social media, and the rise in unqualified so-called influencers. But in a study, only 21% were found to have accurate information surrounding the subject of ADHD. And the fact that the hashtag ADHD is the seventh most trending tag is pretty dangerous. And 99% of people I hear calling themselves ADHD have heard it from online influencer. And then, so they've heard it from an online influencer when I ask them where they got their information. It's pretty worrying. Money. ADHD is profitable for the pharmaceutical industry, and people can theoretically be medicated for their whole lives. Hence also the over 40s, specifically women, all of a sudden being diagnosed without even a second glance at the big picture of their whole health connection. Symptoms. Almost everyone has some symptoms of similar to ADHD at some point in their lives, but ADHD is only diagnosed when symptoms are severe enough to cause ongoing problems in more than one area of life. So I personally have struggled with every symptom of ADHD since I was a child and to this very day in my 40s, and over the years I've masked to an inch of my life, because growing up in the 80s, I've always been very aware of the labels and the stigma it gave us, and this was very real for us. It was not trendy to be giving yourself a label that it appears to be now. Most of us have truly been struggling for decades and feel it's quite painful to hear people even joking about it. I struggle on a daily basis, although I have never had an official diagnosis. This is due to the very real stigmas this label brings, labels in general, genuine sufferers, and due to other personal reasons that I will go into within other podcasts, because it's not always safe to seek a diagnosis, especially for women. And now, especially with it becoming a meme and completely watered down with misinformation, is just going to make things 10 times worse. Okay, so today I'd like to bring attention to something called CPTSD, Complex Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, and shed light on it. Before ADHD became a trend on TikTok, individuals, particularly women dealing with it daily, didn't openly discuss it in networking groups or with strangers. Those who have genuinely lived with it for years, especially those from the 70s and 80s, who have been masking, have been concealing their struggles, masking and shielding themselves from being stigmatized for years. It doesn't quite make sense to me that all of a sudden people are telling every Tom, Dick and Harry that they think they have ADHD, and if they get a diagnosis, all their struggles will go away. And it's creating additional challenges for women who have silently endured serious ADHD struggles and are still masking. Misinformation is similar to rust. Once it takes hold, it is challenging to eradicate. And when it gains a strong grip, the situation becomes irreversible. So that's why I will always advocate that we do our own research and not jump to the quick fixes, because most of the time it's not a one size fits all with our individual whole health. So doing thorough research on the connections between ADHD and related overlaps is crucial. Avoid merely linking vague pieces of information from social media. Self-diagnosing this condition is significant, and it can have severe repercussions on overall health. I understand the desire for quick answers during difficult times, as many of us are struggling, myself included. But today I'd like to delve into this topic that isn't currently in the spotlight on social media platforms, because people are scared to call it out, like TikTok or Instagram. Everyone's just following the crowd. It's essential to make informed decisions and conduct thorough research, as many of these trendy diagnoses have stigmatized individuals for years. There may be underlying motives for this sudden surge in popularity of certain diagnoses. Is it truly beneficial for our overall well-being? And I'm not sure. So I'm going to talk about ADHD and CPTSD today, and I will delve into additional details in the up and coming episodes to encourage people to conduct their own research and ensure that we are well informed. ADHD and complex post-traumatic stress disorder, CPTSD, can be confused due to their similar and overlapping symptoms. Let's look a bit deeper. So inattention. ADHD symptoms include difficulty paying attention to details, making mistakes and staying focused on long tasks. CPTSD symptoms include disassociation or subconscious avoidance of trauma triggers, which can appear as inattention or daydreaming. So, impulsivity. ADHD symptoms include impulsivity, while CPTSD symptoms include intrusive thoughts, memories, or other reminders of trauma that can make people feel confused, agitated, nervous, which can mimic impulsivity. Hyperarousal. Both ADHD and CPTSD can cause hyperarousal. Emotion regulation. Both ADHD and CPTSD impact executive functioning, attention focus, and sensory processing, and can make it difficult to regulate emotions. If this is your first encounter with CPTSD and the first you've ever heard of it, you can now observe that this is just one aspect of the issue, highlighting the importance of and not simply accepting influences at face value. In certain instances, overlapping symptoms can result in an incorrect diagnosis. For instance, when an individual has both ADHD and CPTSD, the symptoms of ADHD might overshadow those with CPTSD, potentially leading to a missed diagnosis. It's important to note that trauma can manifest symptoms resembling ADHD. often leading to the oversight of trauma when children are misdiagnosed with ADHD. So you can see how easy it is to mistake symptoms if you are unaware of similar conditions. Christopher Uziman, a director of the ADHD Foundation, agrees, thanks to Google, Dr. Google, everybody thinks they've got ADHD, and there's a lot of people self-diagnosing and going from clinic to clinic until they get a positive diagnosis. So money, money, money. Not sure why that song popped into my head. My amazing singing. So he goes on to say the second factor behind the rise in diagnosis is money. And this is what is often behind it. Very interesting. So this podcast is designed for those who are beginning to suspect they have ADHD. You're hearing all about it. You're thinking, oh my God, that's me. And due to it being highlighted to you from all these algorithms and your favorite influencers. But you can start exploring the nuances now than the overlaps to provide a valuable perspective and insight for your personal whole health. So let's just put this in perspective a little bit. So there are numerous symptoms and explanations to delve into and explore, particularly for women over 40. The fact we have lived through a pandemic recently is just had such an impact on us that we do not realise. It's just on another level, just on the cusp of perimenopause, menopause, great timing for us, woohoo. Foods and beauty products disrupt our bodies in so many more ways than we know. The unfair load from working and parenting, we are literally the first generations to be doing it all, but we definitely don't have it all. Childhood unresolved trauma is another thing that's been stigmatized, and so many of us have suppressed for decades. And it's starting to come out a little bit now when we get into our 40s, and it's kind of like, whoa. Domestic abuse is so covertly prevalent, it's unreal. And I know statistics are not showing the true scale of what is going on, and that is just from having clients over the years and knowing that it really isn't, the true picture is not shown. The list goes on, and we need to have a full perspective before we take that label, because many of my clients have, once they start putting themselves first, beautiful things do start to happen for them. If you want to learn more about yourself and to try other modalities before you start getting tested and put things in perspective for you and your whole health, then learning more about the overlaps first is paramount. This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for a professional medical advice or diagnosis, and always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. I am a certified health, wellness and nutrition coach, a yoga teacher, breath coach with a background in cosmetology. Additionally, I am on my way to becoming a personal trainer. Operating an integrative health clinic in Manchester, Cheshire, with additional clinics in Sale, Hale and Altrincham. I am eager to hear from you and assist you on your path to complete well-being and genuine, authentic whole health. Until next time, take care. Thank you for listening to this episode. You can find more information about what has been discussed in the show notes and on my website, complexhealthcoach.uk. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave a comment or review, and I will see you in the next.